Are any of you waking up this morning, perhaps maybe a little bit hungover, perhaps maybe a little bit overdrawn in your account? Were you queuing at an ATM anywhere in the county last night or anywhere in the country? The reason I'm asking you is because Bank of Ireland has a lot of egg in its face this morning as a financial organisation after many customers withdrew more money than they had in their accounts. First of all, we'll have a little listen to this.
My human's been on that app again, so I haven't seen the delivery driver in days. Look it, dogs chase delivery people, just like cats chase mice, and humans chase... not sure. But no more deliveries mean no more delivery lady, and no more delivery lady means no more... dog?
Our app has a new tool to help manage your spending, subscriptions and keep an eye on that online shopping, because your financial well-being is our priority.
Yeah, there you go. That's the latest ad for Bank of Ireland's online app, the online 365 online services. The bank saying last night and again this morning that its mobile app and 365 online service have been restored after a massive technology breakdown allowed customers who have no money in their accounts or little money in their accounts to get access to funds. This prompted huge queues at ATMs around the country last night, with people mistakenly believing they were getting access to free cash. In some towns, the queues were so big that Gardaí had to control them. And there's an interesting aspect of all this we'll talk about later on, about the Garda's role in all of this being talked about online this morning. Bank of Ireland said this morning the app and 365 online have now been restored following the blunder and had apologised to customers. Yesterday, a technical issue impacted a number of Bank of Ireland services. Our teams restored these services overnight and all services are available to customers this morning. Overnight payments to accounts may appear throughout the day. Today, we're aware that the technical issue meant some customers were able to transfer or withdraw funds above their normal limits. These transfers and withdrawals will be applied to customers' accounts today. We urge any customer who may find themselves in financial difficulty due to overdrawing of their account to contact us. Here's a little bit of the audio of a queue last night that formed outside an ATM. This one was in Dublin, I think. So there you go. What essentially this blunder allowed customers to do when the word spread online or spread around, what it allowed you to do was to take out money up to €500. Some people claiming that they took €1,000 out, but the bank insisting that €500 is the daily limit. We'll wait and see if we ever get the real figure of how much was taken out cumulatively by customers. But the fault with the online app allowed people who have no money to transfer up to €500 into a Revolut account. Then they were able to get access to the Revolut account. They could open, they could withdraw the cash from the Revolut account through any ATM, and that's what led to the queues. And we don't know how much money has been taken. Maybe we'll find it out a little bit later on today. But to find out more and to talk about this, the blunder of it and the implications for people who've taken out money and the bank will now be looking for it, I spoke to John Lowe of moneydoctors.ie and first of all asked him about this embarrassing blunder by the bank.
Yeah, this is equivalent, Gerry, to an unauthorised overdraft. And unauthorised overdraft means that you have to have, with an overdraft, you have to have it in credit within 30 days of the year. And these people, they either know that their record is there, the bank know who they are, and that they will be owed, they'll be sent a letter at some stage. Are they going on the premise that, you know, in a couple of weeks' time when the bank realize who they are, you know, it'll take another few weeks before they either agree to some form of repayment or they just ignore it completely? There's a morality question as well, of course. You know, do you do this? You know, I mean, if it's unlike, you know, going from the highest building in Tralee and see all these notes falling out of the top floor. That's a different thing altogether, where you just pick up the notes and you put it in your pocket and you go on. But this is where they know that this is not your money, and then and the people who've sent the notes out know where you are. So, you know, it could also affect your credit rating. You know, if the bank decide that after a while you haven't paid any money back on this 1,000 euros that you've taken out, they'll just go for a kind of a judgment against you and put it into the central credit register .ie, which is now the only kind of credit agency who records all these things. And you then start going looking for a car loan, looking for a mortgage. You can forget it. So your good name is at stake here, not just morality purposes, but also for your future borrowing capability.
So what you're saying, John, is there's no such thing as free money, even though people thought they were getting free money, or maybe knew they weren't but took the money out anyway because the bank glitch gave them the leeway to do it.
Yeah, but it pandered to people's greed, you see, unfortunately. And I just don't think they thought about it, because it's going to catch up with them. Whatever happens, it's going to catch up with them. And it could ruin their name, their good name.
Yeah, in terms of getting loans or financial transactions in the future. Now, the fault with the app allowed people who have no money in their account to transfer up to €500 into another account, Revolut or whatever else you're having yourself. Some people claimed they were able to get 1,000, as you're talking about, but the bank insisted daily withdrawal limit is €500. Once they used their Bank of Ireland app to transfer the funds, they could then withdraw the cash through any ATM from their, let's say, Revolut account. So that's where the queues were in Dublin, Limerick, Dundalk, other parts of the country. The Gardaí were called in Dundalk, having to control crowds at the ATM in the town there. So we don't know how much overall was withdrawn, but will that process you were talking about there, will it work in that way? Or do people, despite maybe people perhaps suggesting to say, Marty, they should have known better, look, this is just a mistake and someone's going to have to pay this back eventually. How will they pay it back? Will the bank have to set up a payment plan and structure that could be €10 a week for a year or whatever else you're talking about?
I think it's either that, Jerry, or else those people who've taken the money out know that the bank can go and fish, as they say. They will be for, and maybe they don't care about their credit. You know, this idea of people who kind of go off to Australia, leaving a credit card debt behind, and then 10 years later they come back and they're now back to normal, they've married, they've got kids, and they want to go for a mortgage, and suddenly there's a big beacon in the central credit register saying, you were a naughty boy or girl 10 years ago, and your judgment is still there.
So there's no way, John, that someone would have an idea. It's not going to happen. That's like, oh, well, look, it's your mistake. You made the mistake and gave me too much money. Tough luck. You can go fish for your money.
That's unbelievable. That would be an unbelievable attitude to take, to be honest, because we're back again to morality. You know it's not your money. You took it out, and you knew the consequences, that somebody knows that you've taken it out, and there's a record of it there, and you just ignore it. It's like, you know, you go into your local car dealer and you agree a 3-year loan with the car dealer to take out a car, and then you renege on it. You know, your good name is at stake here. I, in my wildest dreams, would never, ever think of taking that money out at any stage of my life, whether it was as a student or any stage. I would never take out that money.
Yeah, but look, human beings are human beings, and when something spreads around online, that's obviously what led to the queues, John, yesterday, and the implications for those people who have to be contacted now and enter into arrangements and pay that money back. This for the bank, John, is highly, obviously, embarrassing. This isn't the first time Banking 365 has been in trouble with the apps, in trouble with the central bank. It's been fined before for the poor service it's had on its online side of things and inconvenience to customers. So this is a lot more trouble on the regulatory front for Bank of Ireland.
Their IT systems, Jerry, have been creaking for years. And this is just, as I say, another glitch. But I think you captured it at the start when you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
There certainly isn't. What's going to happen now? I mean, will Bank of Ireland, they posted €1 billion in profits 2 weeks ago. Why haven't they invested more heavily or fixed the problems with their online banking?
Because it's a massive problem, the IT. To change all the systems, Jerry, you are talking billions, not millions, billions nearly, because they are so antiquated. you know, I just look at my own system here. 23 years ago, we set up our own system. It's so antiquated that I had to chuck it out altogether. But I was lucky. I just have one branch. I don't have, you know, the number that the Bank of Ireland or the numbers of staff that they have and what they have to replace, hardware, software, all that kind of stuff. So it's not an easy task.
Yeah. Does this underline, though, that something significant will have to be done? Because this is a major embarrassment, obviously, for the bank that this was allowed to happen in the first place.
I would agree with that. I think that it will be the kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, and that they're going to have to do something about their IT systems. It's happening too often. Ulster Bank had the same issue, by the way, except they're now gone.
Yeah,
and they were worse actually in some respects. But Bank of Ireland have an issue all right with their IT systems.
Okay, and something they're going to have to develop. Okay, John. Well, listen, people may be waking up with the hangover after the party last night if they spent their money, but the credit ratings agency and Bank of Ireland will be knocking on their door eventually.
Well, centralcreditregister.ie, it's free. You can send an email and your name, your address, your date of birth, and 3-4 days later you get a free report. You can check your own credit rating to see how it is. But really, it's not worth it. It really isn't worth it, because your good name is far, far more important.